This is Darla Gentry reminding you that you're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends.
Have it our praises, Jesus.
Welcome to Breakout Radio Church. We're going to praise and worship Him. Good to have you joining us here on BPN Radio, or tune in however you're joining us here. But welcome to Breakout Radio Church. Delighted to have you today. Brian Mean coming to lead us in praise and worship. So let's everybody get ready, and here we go.
Raise up an army, raise up an army, raise up an army of worshipers.
Hallelujah. Well, Lord, we praise you. We honor you today. We magnify your holy name. Lord, we're going to pray again. I just pray the dry bones that have been established in many, many places will rise up, will wake up in Jesus' name. Lord, we're so thankful. Gene, it's good to have everybody at Breakout Radio Church. We're very, very grateful and thankful. And it's a rainy day here at our ministry center in Austin, but we know that the sun is shining, the S-O-N is shining. It's a great day, and we just welcome everybody, all of our members at Breakout Radio Church.
Yes, we do. Welcome, Breakout family, and I trust that you and your family will be blessed today.
Amen. We certainly believe in family, don't we, Gene?
Yes, we do.
And we pray every day for our kids and our grandkids, and because we know that God has put families together. Father, Gene and I just set ourselves in agreement that your will, plan, and purpose is going to be done here at Breakout Radio Church today. We pray, Lord, that you would anoint our ears to hear, our eyes to see, and our hearts to receive whatever you have for us here today at Breakout Radio Church. We just ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, it's good to have everybody here today attending church. And Breakout Radio Church, of course, is a house of prayer for all nations. We're absolutely delighted to have you attending church, Breakout Church, Radio Church. Gene and I are responding to the Lord's command to go into all the world and preach the gospel. So tell your friends, remember that Breakout Radio Church is connecting a community of believers across America and around the world. You may not have a home church or a pastor. And we're just so very, very thankful for those of you that have even joined the church recently. We have members who've joined recently from Carlsbad, New Mexico, Middlesboro, Kentucky, in Fort Worth, Texas, Austin, Texas, Lubbock, Texas, Glenpool, Oklahoma, Madisonville, Kentucky, Gaffney, South Carolina, and other places across America and around the world. And we just want to welcome you. And if you'd like to be a member of Breakout Radio Church, then we'll, after the sermon today, we'll let you know how you can become a member. We encourage all of our church members to go to website. Just go to breakoutradiochurch.com, breakoutradiochurch.com, and when you get there, of course, you can see our additions to our website. Remember that all of our services are now on our website. And so you can go there. All of our services have been archived, and you can go there and listen to any of the services maybe that you have missed. When you get to our website, remember you can visit our meeting room, and you can leave your prayer request or any other messages that you might have for me. And of course, I'm setting myself in agreement with those of you that need a miracle. And so it's good to have you listening on BPN Radio. Good to have you attending Breakout Radio Church. And so I'm getting ready to minister the word. I want Brian Mean to come back and lead us in this wonderful song that I love, Turn Your Eyes on Jesus. And we're going to worship him. And then I'm going to preach today from the book of Revelations, chapter number 12. So here's Brian, and let's turn our eyes upon Jesus today. Turn our eyes upon Jesus and look full in his wonderful face. And so we're thankful for that.
Your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of the
Hallelujah. Lord, we worship you today. We worship you this morning. We are so very, very thankful. We just lift up holy hands to a holy God. We're so thankful and grateful. So thankful and grateful for all of your blessings here today. Breakout Radio Church, we worship you and honor you. You are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We love you, Jesus. We worship you. Would you worship him with me today? Here at Breakout Radio Church. Oh, Lord, we worship you, Jesus. We honor you today. We magnify you today. We declare that you are our Lord, our Savior, our soon coming King. Lord, we thank you today for the privilege of knowing you. We thank you for life and eternal life. We thank you, oh God, that you are with us, Lord. We love you, Jesus. We honor you today. We worship you today here at Breakout Radio Church. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so very, very much. If you have your Bibles, I want you to turn with me to the book of Revelations, if you will. I'm going to preach a little while, and then we're going to pray. The Bible says the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. And thank you, Brian Meek, for that song that you wrote, Ezekiel, and about God raising up revival in our land and about the war that's going on. And yet God is so wonderful. So thank you for that wonderful song. The Bible says the book of Revelations, chapter number 12, beginning with verse number 7, and war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought, but they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world, and he was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death. Therefore, rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. But woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you having great wrath, because he knows he has a short time. War broke out in heaven, the Bible said, and Lucifer, who was one of the major angels in heaven, rebelled against God and wanted to be equal with God. But because of his rebellion, Lucifer, who was named Satan, the great deceiver, was cast into earth to go about trying to deceive those, the Bible said, even the very elect if possible. And so we know that since that day, there has been a war, a spiritual war. But I believe, as your pastor and as a minister of the gospel now for over 50 years, that we have never seen war. I'm talking about spiritual warfare like we are currently seeing in this nation. I believe that we truly are living in the end times. You know, I prophesied in January that the storm in America was over, but the war had just begun. And this is a war for the heart and soul of our nation. It's a war between two kingdoms. I'm not talking about a physical war. The Bible says we are not warring against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, the rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. And the war is on, and we cannot ignore that. We do not need to amplify it, but we must not ignore it, because there is a war going on against the America, against the church, against our families, you and I, the things that are most precious to us. There is a war against our finances, against our sons and daughters, against our marriage, against our health, against our jobs, against our business. For the Bible said, the thief has come not but to steal and kill and to destroy. Jesus said, I've come that you might have abundant life, but there is a thief. And as I said, we're not magnifying the thief or amplifying it, but we must not be deceived, because there is a war going on between two kingdoms. You know, the Bible says in Psalms 103, the Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. And the Bible said that Jesus went about all Galilee teaching in their synagogues and preaching. What was he preaching? He was preaching the gospel of his kingdom, healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people. And so, you know, Jesus talked about his kingdom. And there's not only a kingdom of light, there's not only the kingdom of God, but there is also a kingdom of darkness, a kingdom of destruction, a kingdom of Satan. And Satan is going around trying to bring everybody he can into his kingdom. Now, we know ultimately that the Lord's kingdom will prevail, and those who are part of his kingdom will rule and reign forever and ever. And so heaven is the destination for those who are part of his kingdom, but hell is the destination of those who choose the kingdom of darkness. You cannot be a part of two kingdoms. You know, even Joshua said, choose you this day whom you will serve. Are you going to be a part of his kingdom? Are you going to choose to be a part of the kingdom of darkness? If you choose to be a part of God's kingdom, the destination is heaven, eternal blessing and bliss and rejoicing. But there is also a kingdom of darkness. And you know, it's not God's will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And we know that God is love, and he loved us so much that he sent his son, his only begotten son, Jesus, to die on the cross that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And so God is love. And somebody, you know, so there's some people that believe, you know, there was a recent movie that came out that indicates, even though the movie is fiction, it indicates it is not doctrine, but it indicates that all roads lead to heaven, and all roads do not lead to heaven. We know there is only one way to heaven. Jesus said there is a broad path that leads to destruction. But he said there is only one road that leads to heaven. It is a straight and narrow road. And we need not be deceived today. There's so much deception concerning heaven and hell. And, you know, some people say, well, how could a God of love send anybody to hell? He does not send people to hell. He prepared hell for Satan, Lucifer, the great rebellion. The deceiver, he prepared hell for he and all and his angels, a third of the angels that were cast down, who are now demonic spirits, and he prepared hell for them. But he prepared eternal life by giving the supreme sacrifice of his son. And so Jesus suffered on the cross that we might have life and have it more abundantly. So we know there is a war that is going on against our nation by Lucifer, who is desiring to bring destruction to America. You know, I support our president, Donald Trump. I pray for him. He and Vice President Mike Pence. I do believe that our prayers have brought about this administration, the prayers of the saints. And but I don't believe that this administration can make America great again. I believe the only thing that is going to make America great again is for this nation to turn back to God. And we know that we are living in a very critical, crucial day in America. And, you know, so many people say, well, Pastor, you don't need to be negative. We need somebody to say the truth. We have so many pastors today that will not address certain situations of our nation for fear of the people. And many of them have chosen to remain neutral. But I believe that pastors and church leaders are called to declare the difference between righteousness and unrighteousness, godliness and ungodliness, holiness and unholiness, if there's such a word. We are to declare what we see. And the Bible said that the leaders of the nation and spiritual leaders of the nation, spiritual leaders of the church, must stand on the wall and declare what they are seeing. They must warn the people. And the Bible said if they do not warn the people, their blood will be required at their hands. And so I believe today that it is the responsibility of the pastor to instruct the people, but I believe it's the responsibility of the pastor to warn the people the consequences of what is happening in our nation, in our land, and what the consequences of us not turning to him and turning back to him. So what do I see when I look at our nation, the United States of America? I see a nation whose walls have been broken down and gates have been burned with fire. And this morning we must understand that we are living in a land that has been the walls have been broken down and has allowed all sorts of satanic forces to come in. We know that Hollywood has been taken. The entertainment world has been taken. Our educational system has been primarily taken. The sports world, by and large, has been taken. And now the battle is for the church. And I'm talking about us. The Bible said that we are members of the body of Christ, and we are members in particular. And ultimately, the war, of course, is to destroy the family. And so we know that the church cannot be destroyed. Jesus said, on this rock, I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against my church. We know that the church will not be destroyed. So what is Satan? What is his deception? What does he intend to do? He intends to weaken the church. He is on the inside, attempting to get on the inside of some churches. I'm talking about some local churches, because he has brought in a spirit of deception. But Jesus said, on this rock, I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail. And so we have a spiritual warfare going on in the church. And somebody said, well, you know, if God is so powerful, how can war take place in the church? Because of rebellion, because of Jezebel spirits, because of a spirit of compromise. And we find that the happenings in the church today, of course, spill over into the family. And so we are in a real spiritual warfare, a real battle for the heart and soul of our nation. And the last line of defense is, of course, the church and the family. And so today we need to recognize that when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. And so we need to know about spiritual warfare. We need to know how to put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, the shoes of peace, the shield of faith, the sword of the Spirit. We need to know that when the enemy comes in to attack us, to attack our marriage, to attack our health, to attack our finances, to attack our sons and daughters, that we cannot afford to be deceived. We cannot just throw up our hands, wring our hands, and say, oh my God, how could this be happening to us? No, we who know Jesus as our Savior, we know that there, when we get under attack, and you know, I'm remembering years ago when my son was a teenager, and on a Saturday night, I got a call. I was pastoring a church in Oklahoma City and got a call from the police station that my son was in jail. And I went there at midnight to get him out of jail, and with the devil saying to me, this is the beginning of your sorrows. And I'm going to bring destruction to your family, to your son, and this is on the beginning of your problems with him. Immediately, I knew that there was a spiritual warfare going on. I knew that I was the leader of a church, as I am today. But, you know, it's one thing for you to say, well, our church is having a spiritual battle, but it's another thing when it comes to the members of your family, to your own son or your own daughter. And so Gene and I knew, excuse me just a moment, we'll put a cough drop in. Gene and I knew that we were under a spiritual attack. And so we don't go just out looking for a fight, right? But if the enemy begins to attack us and members of our family, then we must respond. And we need to respond with spiritual warfare. So Gene and I begin to put on our armor, and we begin to do warfare with our prophecy concerning our son. You know, Paul spoke about to Timothy about taking your prophecy and doing spiritual warfare. You know, some of you received a prophetic word from God, and it seems like that everything is going south instead of the direction that the Holy Spirit prophesied concerning in a still small voice or through another person. Everything seems to be going in the opposite direction. But you must take that prophetic word, and you must stand on that word. And so that's what we did. We had a prophecy that one day our son would be working with us in the ministry. And so we began to declare that. And it wasn't long before God began to change the atmosphere in our home, and God began to change the heart of our son. And of course, a few years later, he began to work with us in the ministry. And one day when we were working together, leading a church, and his office was right across the hall from mine, I just thought, God, you're an amazing God, to think that what was happening in his life as a teenager is now the direct opposite. We're working together in the ministry, but we had to do spiritual warfare. So we must understand that we as a people know how to do spiritual warfare, because there is a major deception that has come into the church and into the family, and particularly among the young people. You know, there's a group of millennials today that have chosen to not believe the Word of God, but they have chosen to believe culture. And we are having a warfare in the church and in the family with culture. Whatever the culture says is right. Whatever the culture, even whatever the Supreme Court says is right. And so, does it matter? Does it matter what the Word of God says? Well, there is a deception going on. And you know, recently I received a prayer request from one of our members asking me to pray for her son, who attends a very conservative college, but she said he seems to be embracing more liberal views and less conservative views as far as the church worldview. He has been attending an LGBT friendly church near the campus, and she said, "I applaud my son's desire to extend compassion to those in the LGBT community. However, he now feels it is okay for the group to be in leadership in the church and be married." And he says he would like to help lead an LGBT-friendly church. He did not have these views 2 years ago, but obviously he has them today. And so she asked that I would pray that the spirit of deception would be broken off of him. And so today, there are many living in the church, professing Christianity, but not embracing what the Bible says, the spirit of truth. And they have been deceived concerning their lifestyle, conceived concerning what is right and wrong. And as a result, the church is being weakened. And it's being weakened because so many pastors, so many church leaders will not talk about things, the truths that need to be talked about. And so there are some deceptions. There are deceptions concerning heaven and hell. And John said in the book of Revelation, he said, "I saw a new heaven and a new earth. And so we know there is a heaven, but there is also a hell for people that refuse to acknowledge Jesus and refuse to accept him as Lord. You know, throughout the Old Testament, hell is mentioned as a place of torment, even declaring that hell has enlarged herself, that hell was certainly prepared for Satan and his angels and all those who reject Christ and have aligned themselves with the devil. Jesus himself warns us of that place of eternal damnation. From his Sermon on the Mount, he shares these words with his disciples: "Whosoever shall say, 'Thou fool,' shall be in danger of hell fire. And it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that the whole body is cast into hell." So there are kingdoms of this earth, kingdoms of nations, kingdoms that do not call in the name of the Lord. There are kingdoms of darkness and kingdoms of idols, but there is a kingdom of God. And the kingdom of darkness, the Bible said the sons of the kingdom will be cast out into outer darkness. Those that are the kingdom of darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And so there is a heaven to gain, and there is a hell to shun. And I believe today that we are in a spirit of deception, in many cases a lukewarm church in America, because we are not warning people of the consequences of sin. And, you know, for the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, "Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived." That word again is "do not be deceived." Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. And the Bible later says in the book of Revelations that those who, the murders, drunkards, revelries, those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. For you know this, that no fornicator, unclean person, or covetous person. So what is happening in America today? What is happening in America today is that we are experiencing a moral downfall in our nation. We are experiencing a moral downfall in our land. And, ultimately, the destruction of all nations has been the moral downfall, the acceptance of homosexuality and the acceptance of same-sex marriage. And that is the embracing of that becomes the last chapter. If you'll look at world history, becomes the last chapter in the history of any nation. And I was just looking at the headlines this week where North Carolina, the bathroom bill that they have that they placed has been repealed. And it's been repealed because of a loss of money, a loss of finances. And they say we cannot attract entertainment events. We cannot attract athletic events if we continue to have this bathroom bill, which simply says we don't want men going into the bathroom where our daughter has gone to. And so they're repealing this. If you feel like a woman, even though you're a man, you can go into that bathroom. I was at an athletic event yesterday. My son is a basketball coach for a Christian school movement. And there was a man standing outside of the bathroom as his daughter went in, so to speak, guarding the bathroom. In Texas, they're trying to place this bill into effect, the bathroom bill. And, but there, of course, are adversaries saying we're going to lose money. When did money become more important than morals? And so this man is standing outside of the bathroom waiting for his young daughter. But yet in North Carolina and other places, if a man feels like a woman could go in with his little daughter, 12 or 13 years old, and while he stands outside of the bathroom. Where have we gone to in America? And not many people want to speak up because they don't want to be They don't want to become adversarial. They don't want to become controversial. But what has happened to the voice in pulpits and churches all across this land that are not speaking out on these situations? They simply, seemingly, are trying just to get another revelation, something that will make the people shout and holler, run around the building a little bit, although I'm not opposed to running around the building a little bit when you get excited about Jesus. But what I'm talking about is that so many pastors and so many church leaders are not telling the truth. They're not addressing these situations that are happening in America. But ladies and gentlemen, the moral failures of our nation, unless we come to a place of repentance and have revival and another spiritual awakening in our nation, will lead to a place of destruction. We cannot be a nation that is controlled by finances. We cannot allow ourselves to be controlled by money and not morals, or we will not survive as a nation. I believe we're living on borrowed time. And so we know the enemies of our land are raging against the church and against us and our families. So is there a remedy for the church? Is there a remedy for our family? There is a remedy. And the remedy is found in the book of Joel. Here's what it says. Now, therefore, says the Lord, turn to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. Rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and he relents from doing harm. Who knows if he will turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, a grain offering, a drink offering, the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Consecrate a fast. Call a sacred assembly. Gather the people. Sanctify the congregation. Assemble the elders. Gather the children and nursing babies. Let the bridegroom go out from his chamber and the bride from her dressing room. Let the priests, the men who minister to the Lord, weep between the porch and the altar. Let them say, spare your people, O Lord, and do not give your heritage to reproach, that the nations should rule over them. Why should they say among the people, where is their God? Then the Lord will be zealous for his land and pity his people. So what is the answer? If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, he said, I'll hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. We need a healing. And where's it going to start? It's going to start with repentance. Repenting, you know, Daniel said, well, I was repenting for my sins and the sins of my nation. And so what can we do as Christians? We can stand in the gap. We can make up the hedge, and we can repent on behalf of the sins of our nation. We can repent on behalf of taking prayer out of our schools and replacing it with violence and rebellion. We can repent for aborting over 59 million babies in America. We can repent for same-sex marriage. We can repent for our prayerlessness. We can repent for our unfaithfulness toward God. We can repent for not loving our neighbor as ourselves. And we can repent on behalf of a nation that primarily has turned its back on God. Not everybody is going, we're not a nation that's going to hell in a handbasket, but there are warnings that our nation is in dire trouble, and we must pray. We, his people, who are called by his name, if we will humble ourselves and pray and seek his face, turn from our wicked ways, then he said, what am I going to do? I'm going to come and I'm going to heal your land. So I believe today that we can pray. And I want us to pray right now for our nation, a nation that is in trouble. I want us to repent for the sins of our nation, the sins of our land. Somebody said, well, you know, I just don't want to talk much about sin. But we must understand it's sin that separates us from God. And we need to the Bible said that John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness, saying, repent. His first message was a message of repentance. And so I believe today that God desires for our nation to come to a place of repentance, and that we will be a nation that will turn back to God, that the church will have times of repentance. The church will call upon the name of the Lord. And so would you pray with me? Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for the United States of America, a nation whose walls have been broken down and gates that have been burned with fire. We ask, oh God, for another spiritual awakening in all 30,000 towns and cities in America. We ask, oh God, for a spiritual awakening, for revival, for a time of repentance, calling upon the Lord, asking forgiveness for our sins and asking forgiveness on behalf of these United States of America, because it's been said that as America goes, so goes the world. And so we call for churches and pastors and leaders to pray and seek your face. And here at Breakout Radio Church today, we, on behalf of the United States of America, stand in the gap, make up the hedge, repenting of the sins of our nation and asking, oh God, for you to forgive us and our nation. And we ask, Lord, that a nation will turn back to God, that our president and the leaders of this nation will call for days of repentance, a national day of repentance, national days of prayer more than once a year. In Jesus' name. And I pray, Lord, that the pastor will gather the people. Pastors all across America will gather the people into the house of God. And there will be times of intercession and times of brokenness and times of travail and prevail in Jesus' name. And I pray for every one of our church members or everyone who may be attending Breakout Radio Church today that's under attack of the devil. I pray in Jesus' name that they would realize that the weapons of their warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. In Jesus' name, that we are the kingdom of light. We are in your kingdom, O God. And we realize today that we have all power and all authority in that name, which is above every name, that in the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, of things in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth. And so I break every attack in Jesus' name. Every attack that is coming against you, your marriage, your family, your finances, your health, your emotions, your business, your job, whatever it may be, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. And I want to pray for those of you that don't know the Lord, that don't know the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior. Maybe you're far away from God and you'd like to get things right with Him today. Would you say this prayer after me? For the Bible said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So I want you to pray this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. I believe you died on the cross for my sins. I believe you arose on the third day. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I accept you as my personal Savior. I thank you for the cross. I thank you for the blood that was shed for me on the cross. I turn away from my sins and myself, and I give my life to you. I give my heart to you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And if you don't have a pastor or a church, I invite you to become a member of Breakout Radio Church. And you go to breakoutradiochurch.com, breakoutradiochurch.com, and there will be lots of information about BRC and myself, and you'll see pictures of our leaders. And there'll be sermons that I've been preaching since we started last June. There's prophetic words that I've given there. There's a place, a meeting room that you can go and share a testimony or a prayer request. And we have people ready to pray with you and ready to respond to you. And we desire to help you. You can also become a member of Breakout Radio Church by going to bpnradio.com. bpnradio.com. There's a membership link there. You can fill out the information and you can become a member. And we're here to serve you and help you any way we possibly can. Well, it's time to receive our tithes and offerings. And Breakout Radio Church or any other church is supported by the members of the church. And so I want to give you this opportunity. If you're at our website, breakoutradiochurch.com, there's a donate button. If you're at bpnradio.com, listening on your smartphone, there's a donate button there at the bottom of the page. And you can use your credit card, your debit card, your PayPal. You can give by these three, or you can also make your check to Breakout Ministries, and you send your check to P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. And the Lord, while you're preparing your tithes and offerings, I just want to bless every one of you that are members of Breakout Radio Church. And there may be those of you that are visiting today says, what is Breakout Radio Church all about? Well, we know that the church is not just a building on the corner, but a church is a gathering of believers who have a pastor, who have elders, and who is ministered to and watched for. And you say, how can you watch for people across America and around the world? Well, through the modern media of Facebook and emails and phone calls and texting, whatever it may be, we're here for you. And there's information how you can contact us. And I've been praying for members of Breakout Radio Church today. I've held your names in my hands, and I've been praying for you. I've been praying for Ann from Gaffney, South Carolina, Michelle from Madisonville, Kentucky. And I've been praying today for Lemuel from Temecula, California, and Melinda from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, for Pauline from Las Vegas, Nevada. I've been praying for Sharon from Marlow, Oklahoma, and for Judy from Prescott, Arizona, and for John from Ajax, Ontario, Canada, and for Kip from Bloomington, Indiana. Wow, I've been praying for you. I hold your names in my hands, and I pray for you. I've been praying today for Georgia from Palm Bay, Florida. I've been praying today for Laura from Buchan, Oklahoma, for Jim and Marie from Austin, Texas. I've been praying today for Gloria from Branson, Missouri. I've been praying today for Michael from Collinsville, Oklahoma. I've been praying for Pastor Art from San Diego, California, and Andy from Port Vincent, Louisiana. And I've been praying for Tammy from Roswell, New Mexico, and for Bernadine from Gig Harbor, Washington. I've been praying for y'all, and I bless you right now. Even if I didn't call your name, as our membership grows, I pray for you. Call your name in prayer, and I'm lifting you up in Jesus' name. Once again, if you didn't get that address to send your tithe and offering, your contribution, you can send it to Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. Remember, if you are a member of a local church, you pay your tithe there in your local church. But if you're a member of Breakout Radio Church, I encourage you to give today your tithe, your offerings, and your contributions. Father, I just bless the people that are giving today. I ask God that you bless them and multiply their seed. I know that you have called us to prosperity, to be blessed and to prosper. And I pray you'll bless the people as they give today of their tithes and offerings and contributions. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen. Well, remember that that I love you today. We remember that Breakout Radio Church now has a Facebook page. I, Dale Gentry, I have a personal Facebook page. I also have a fan page that you can go to in the BreakoutRadioChurch.com website. We're here. We're here to pray for you and minister to you and help you and to be a blessing any way that we possibly can. We love you today. I just pray that God will give you a great day today and that he will watch over you and that you will continue. You continue to stand, because having done all to stand, I know that God desires to bless you abundantly. I pray for those of you that are sick. I pray for Roy Beard, who's a member of our team. His wife, Bonnie, has been diagnosed with cancer. We pray for you, Bonnie, in Jesus' name. We pray for your miracle. We pray for your healing in the name of Jesus. We pray for you, Marie, from that lupus, that the Lord would heal you, one of our members. We pray for your sons. We pray for your daughters, church members. We pray blessings upon you, that every need that you have will be supplied according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Remember to tell your friends that we have the Breakout Radio Church meets every day, 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Sunday morning is our primary service, but you can actually, for those that may not be able to attend church on Sunday morning, we have church every morning, 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. that can be heard on BPN Radio. God bless you. You have a good day today. Go out and may God go with you. Gene and I sure love you. Thank you for being in church today at Breakout Radio Church.